The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
If you ask me, Sam, this is a wild goose chase.
Nobody asked you, baby.
Yes, they did. You asked me. You asked me back there if I thought...
That was then. This is now. And nobody knows what tomorrow will be. That's the way things are, whether we like it or not.
Sam, I worry about you sometimes. I really do.
All right, cut the malarkey. This trip is strictly business with me. Now, what do you got on this Twain guy?
Well, he was born in San Francisco in 1906. His mother was a Roman Catholic. His father was an Orthodox Jew. They were separated 2 hours after the marriage.
Any children?
Yeah, one daughter, 32. Her name's Irene, but she calls herself Rita.
Just like a dame. Don't stop, Angel. You're doing fine.
He was arrested in 1932 in Chicago for selling pornographic Bibles. The DA couldn't make the charge stick when the church refused to turn over the Bibles. There's nothing on him until 46, when he was picked up in El Paso, Texas, for trying to smuggle a truckload of rich white Americans across the border into Mexico to pick melons. He was sent to the Dallas State Hospital for mental observation.
You did your homework good, Angel.
Thanks, Sam.
Where'd you dig up all that stuff?
Oh, I wrote to Twain and asked him.
Good thinking.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Hey.
Enjoyed across America and in 148 countries around the world.
Wow.
From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. And it is...
Crunch.
25 March 2011.
March 25th for you Americans.
March 25th. Uh-huh. And we are over 5.5 million. I'm going to say over 5.78.
Good.
Million
Perfect.
Downloads and
good.
Still going strong. And with the good sounds of O'Merica
yes.
in the background, welcome everybody to the Friday show. Rob Spiewak with Mark Ronick.
Hi.
Oscar Santana, Buzz Burbank.
Welcome.
And the apologetic RJ Diaz, my good guy. Now, we must start with a clarification, yes?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Please, Oscar, it's all you.
So,
and how are you?
I am great. First off, let's start with our sponsor.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
good idea. Forgive me.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Have
Oscar.
We won?
Yes, we have several.
Oh, that's
the
good.
First of which, our show today is sponsored by My Vacation Experts, the vacation service that's not only free, it can save you money and time. Just tell My Vacation Experts where you'd like to go. They'll tell dozens of travel professionals who then compete for your business. Let My Vacation Experts do the research. Just click their ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Was on that site last night.
Cool.
Really looking to get away, are you?
Yeah. Need to get out of town.
A great user interface. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Really, but really a clarification.
Is. Yes, I apologize.
We were joking around yesterday.
So yesterday was a big, big show, and I appreciate everybody's messages, and I appreciate the respect that you have shown my girlfriend, Kara.
Yes. A taste of restraint in the air.
Yes, yes. And good. Restraint. And again, you know what's great about this program is... what we can talk about and how we can talk about.
That's right.
There are actually things we talk about here on this show, in this living room, that we could have never talked about on terrestrial radio.
Or in our own home.
Yeah, I was going to say, in real life.
Yeah. So, yesterday evening, I had gotten back to my place in D.C., and evening, I mean, late night. We're talking to maybe 11 p.m., 11:30.
Right.
I get a message from our friend Jason Hill at Cameron Hills Golf Club.
Now, yes. The Hill in Cameron Hills, named for him, right?
It is his family's golf club.
Okay. It could be.
He's our Big Duff sponsor, and we'll be telling you more about Big Duff later in the show.
Yes, and we had a phenomenal showing a Big Duff, a numero uno.
Good.
And we're looking for a numero dos. Looking forward to that.
What are you saying?
But Jason... rarely writes me.
Right.
And he writes me a really heartfelt note that says, look, I haven't listened to today's show.
Oh, dear.
But I've gotten on my Facebook I've got a ton of threatening messages.
Oh, dear.
From random people. If I have done something to get in between you and Kara, I apologize.
Oh man. No. So he's apologizing not even knowing what's going down.
He's a good guy and he's the innocent party.
Let me explain. Jason is the fictional name that Oscar gave a character in a story that he told about him and Kara.
Yeah, if you're just catching on and you didn't hear that episode, I was trying to protect the people that weren't involved on the radio.
Because the story wasn't confusing enough.
Thank you.
You involved fake names as well.
In a kidding moment, about halfway through yesterday's show, this made-up Jason, you actually referred to our real friend Jason at Cameron Hills.
And we've got the audio.
Let's listen to that.
Let's go to the videotape.
Okay. Yes.
Do not know what else to do.
Now, at this point, let me just... It's a small rewind.
Yes.
But playing both sides.
Yes.
If when you had called her on Saturday night, she had said, I'm actually out with that guy, James, and we're going to meet
Jason.
Up with some Jason, whatever.
Yes.
We're going out with this guy, Jason, and we're going to meet up with some girls later on.
From Cameron Hills.
You might not have,
he's kidding.
Might not have liked it.
No. Sorry, Jason.
No.
Jason Veazey.
Yes.
That was it.
Yeah, that's all. Just a little joke, a throwaway.
But I would like to apologize to Jason Hill from Cameron Hills because we forget. And I will say, while I'm disgusted, I'm also impressed by you animals because it was such a throwaway comment.
It's flattering and it's frightening the way they hang on every word.
All of the above, yes.
I'll apologize in advance to Jason Veazey. Just in case.
That being said, Jason Hill from Cameron Hills is innocent.
Innocent. Leave him
alone.
The
man is a married man.
Be nice to him, I might add, and
a good friend.
You know what? No one's really happy.
That's very
true. But he's doing the best he can.
Yeah, so I just want to clear that up, and thank you for giving me the time to do that.
I'm glad you did.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Sometimes we're just kidding around.
I listened to the show again, which was, by the way, painful, and I don't remember we talking about it.
I remembered you saying it, and as soon as you started to set the table, I thought, oh no. And I hate that the listeners can put stuff together faster than we can. That doesn't speak well of us.
He's completely innocent. Leave that poor
man. So the end of it, the character in your story isn't really named Jason at all, so please leave all Jasons alone.
Would this be a great segue, and am I wrong to ask, we've been teasing this, and I don't even know all the details, about our Big Duff 2.
Perfect time,
you know, it
I
almost
think.
Seems as if it was planned, but as you know, we plan nothing.
We discuss nothing.
So let us go to...
I am eternally late.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
And you know, the computer picks the best day to do the reboot, doesn't it? I love Buzz when he's at his calmest.
He was very patient.
Yeah. He almost started smoking again 4 minutes before we hit the air today.
Yeah.
So, Buzz, we all did our best. But we'll get you out of here in a timely fashion.
We're going to be fine.
So, what's the story with Big Duff?
This is the man who knows.
I do know. And I talk a lot with Jason.
Yes.
And he's not going after my wife. But what he
you're
is...
You're going after his.
Exactly.
But...
Excellent.
Why are you glaring at me?
Just because I'm trying not to look at Oscar.
Oh, okay.
He wanted to glare at me.
Yes.
That was a bad joke. Go ahead.
So...
I thought it was...
So basically, Big Duff 2...
Big Duff 2.
Hold on, let me give you something.
Nice.
Hold on. Yeah.
Will be today. On Saturday, May 21st.
Perfect day!
And, actually...
The weather's going to be great today.
Tom Kierine said beautiful weather on that day. He said it this morning on the Extended Outlook.
Actually, it depends how you look at it if you're going to call it a perfect day, because May 21st, as you guys know...
Mm-hmm. Is the end of days. Armageddon.
End of days, yes.
For those of you out there that subscribe to 2012...
Well, hold on. What time does the world end? Because we'll want to schedule against it.
That I don't know.
Shortly after the end of the golf tournament.
In some circles, it is considered the end of the world.
Okay.
That's right.
Or the start of.
So here's the deal. Last year, we did the whole golf thing, and we had dinner at the course with everybody.
Nice. Yes.
And we had a great time. One of the things that you guys were saying about this upcoming one is that you wanted more to do after.
Yes.
After the
golf. Well, the thing is Mike is a golfer, and Oscar can hit the egg okay.
Yes.
But the rest of us, we're just, you know.
We're drinkers.
We're luscious.
Beer and wings and babes.
Now, I really did enjoy the hanging out, and I think we almost sold out the event last year.
Oh, right? We did.
We did sell it out.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was great, and the most fun is really a golf cart and having free reign of a golf course and being able to go around and meet everybody.
And it's a beautiful course.
It is, but when really the golf was over, there was precious little to do.
When the course is, while convenient, it's just a smidge, if you will, outside D.C. area in Fredericksburg.
So how have we addressed this, Mark? What are we doing?
So what we're going to do is we're going to do the same thing we did last year at the course, and then there'll be a little bit of a break, and then we're going to have a party outside away from the course.
Okay. But near where the course
near
is.
Near it.
Okay.
And we will be partying all night, and we're not going to reveal the place because... it will be kind of like a VIP type of thing.
A privilege.
Yeah, you've got to order your tickets to come in. I mean, we'll still have a system, but we're not revealing where it's going to be.
Right.
The other nice thing is right next door, it's actually attached to the restaurant, will be a hotel.
Ah.
And we've got a bunch of rooms blocked off for listeners.
That is great.
Cool.
And we have our own rooms as well.
Very good. All of us will be in one room.
You can drink and then you can go fall down in your room.
That's right.
That is really a perfect setup.
And
thank you.
There are
not for Mike.
That was Jabari and girl cheering.
Let me just say,
which one was girl?
I predict and Mr. Mara may be listening, but he's probably playing golf right now.
Oh, I guarantee you, he's married to his computer, listening and hanging on every word.
He is gonna. The first thing that's gonna come out of his mouth is a 6-hour appearance.
Yeah.
Which we've all been down before. And trust me, I have no problem because you're actually playing golf and you're having a great time.
He'll be okay with this.
But mark my words.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
He will mention the length of time.
The length of the time. The requirements.
Yes. Yeah, well, you know what? Sometimes he deserves a consideration.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That's one of my favorite words.
I bet he's all in.
What's going to happen is going to be a beautiful day. Yes. And I believe we actually were able to swing it last year where Mike played, because of the pun.
Yes.
Where Mike played a hole with every listener.
And that was fun.
And that was cool. Really cool. Yeah. And so hopefully we can make that happen.
We're going to do that. Jason and I have some other ideas that we will reveal at another time. But but we've got different ideas for you guys. I will say this. He's asked me to be a little bit mysterious about this.
If only we had mysterious music to go with
that. Oscar, we had mysterious music.
Thank you. I was focused on Mark Ronson.
What he was saying.
But
he is a beautiful man.
We will have entertainment during the day at the golf course.
Entertainment.
Yes.
Nice.
Well, I hope it's someone spinning plates on sticks. I love that.
A jazz band?
So mysterious. Yeah. Dixieland jazz.
Here, I'll go this far as to say it's an upgrade from last year where we had Hooters.
Okay.
It's
an upgrade.
This is a mystery.
Now I am entertained.
In all senses of the word mystery, but I will say this. I think this entertainment will benefit from the isolated nature of the course.
Yes.
Because it's not like
it's
we're
out in the woods.
Yeah, we are. Let's sort of 10 miles from any neither. That's going to be fantastic.
So the 21st, all the details will be up on MikeOmeraShow.com.
MikeOmeraShow.com/BigDuff2, and we'll also post something on the homepage.
And more details will be revealed on each and every broadcast of the Mike O'Mara Show. And ladies and gentlemen, I know America's dying to know. Yes. I will dust off and put my short pants back on.
And the hat.
I'll wear my full Jackie Gleason styled golf outfit because, frankly, there are just people that look great in knickers.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and I really
do. And you happen to be one of them.
They favor me.
Yes,
yeah, they do. So it's going to be a big day.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes.
And for non golfers.
Can we vote?
For non-golfers, you are welcome as well. We're going to have a spectator package.
Oh, cool.
So you can come and just enjoy the day there, mingle with everybody from the show. And you don't have to play. You'll also be welcome to dinner and that sort of thing.
I think my favorite thing about it last year was that period of time after we finished golfing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost like a cocktail party atmosphere.
It was very nice.
And you got to visit and you made sort of connections through the day. I liked watching the people that just couldn't golf.
I don't golf, but I had a great time. It was a beautiful course, a beautiful day. I had a great time. Everybody seemed to have a great time.
Yeah, it was
a lot of fun. Looking forward to Big Duff 2.
You know why he had a great time?
Why?
Because he got to ride on a cart all day with G. Saunders.
That's right. That was really
surrounded by women.
Hazardous duty for you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that again. Me, the woods, good weather, and women. What could possibly go wrong?
So again, all the
I do remember Buzz saying, psst, Angela, come here.
A married woman now.
Yeah, she's married
now.
Yes,
she is.
Are you shocked he's texting a married woman?
No, he's just keeping his options open.
No.
There's nothing wrong with that. She's married. She's not dead.
That's right.
Again, all the details will be up on MichaelMaraShow.com.
Yes.
Will we have also a special page for it on Facebook?
Yes, we already do.
Excellent. So check that out.
Perfect.
That's good. All right, can I issue an apology?
Another apology?
Yes.
Wow. First RJ.
Wow.
Yes, this
felt
is...
felt he was too sleepy yesterday.
Apology Friday.
This
here.
Is really me being a moron. I time it just right last night. I have my second drink at 10 o'clock.
I'm glad
I
he's mentioning
go
this
go to
now.
TBS. The VCU game...
Mr. Sports.
Not on.
What?
Now. I'm so certain that the game was going to be Thursday night, I do the worst possible thing. The equivalent of trying to put out a fire by dumping gasoline on it.
Mm-hmm.
I go to my friends on Facebook.
Your friends.
The Rob Mob.
Horrible. V! And so I go to them, and I say, C! And I say, where is the VCU game? You! VCU! VCU! Go, Rams, go!
So tragic.
I know. And I say, Mob! Duh. And I might as well be typing slurring because, you know, two drinks.
At what time did you realize that the game you promoted
was... Stop it. Let me get there. Okay.
Okay.
I say, Mob, help me jump on the bandwagon.
Uh-huh.
Where's the VCU game?
Oh, dear.
And I hit send or post. And I sit back and I hear, ba-ding. Ba-ding, ba-ding, ba-ding. Ba-ding, 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 ba-ding. And they're all, hey, sports fan. Tomorrow, sports fan.
Yeah.
And I think my favorite was, and I think it might have been Craig who wrote, Rob Spiewak, professional sports fan.
Yeah, yes. Right.
I missed the game by 24 hours. But in my defense.
At least in advance.
From www.tbs.com.
Yes.
They're very good.
Yes, well, not really good. They said that the VCU Florida State game was on Thursday, March 25th. Right date, wrong day.
Exactly.
So I'm going by, and you know what that says up here? It says TBS. Very funny. Not all that funny.
I had actually, you know, that does, I will say that, that.
And I had a lot of people then getting, they say, I was ready for the game too. People are getting swept up.
You got people worked up for a game that wasn't
That
there.
Doesn't exist.
I will say that while that piece of paper is nice and it
horrible.
Is printed in color.
Yes.
It is.
It does not make up for the fact.
That I blew it.
That one, it's his alma mater, people. He went to college there.
Yeah. I did.
He really cared.
And I had mentioned it to him earlier.
Magna cum laude.
When he found out from the show that his alma mater was in the NCAA tournament.
Now, okay, granted, you told me that I was in, that the VCU
because we're in the
tournament.
Yes.
It was Facebook that told me they made Sweet 16.
Okay.
Okay, and now,
so
as you would
say. So
as he was
tracking with it.
I'm all in now.
No, you are a fraud, Rob Spielak.
Yeah.
That's who you are.
No, I went on the internet and I Googled, and you know what? It took me 20 years, but I found out, hey, we have a fight song.
Yeah.
And as you could just see, I learned the lyrics.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
But, you know, in my 4 years down there in the beautiful downtown Richmond, downtown area, I never knew we had a pet band.
No.
Right. There was no pet band.
And you get a little taste of the fanfare that these big schools have.
Yes.
Like West Virginia or Ohio State. Where they have, and Maryland not of late, obviously, but they have had it, and GMU, a smaller school, where you get swept up in what RJ Diaz is all about, where you love your team so much, whether you care or you don't, everybody wants to be part of a winner.
Yeah, and
right.
especially
and you want
an
to be part of
Rock,
a winner.
Rock
and
Sean
an underdog.
Jayhawk.
Yes.
When I got to VCU in 1989, they had just signed a new basketball coach. I think his name was Sonny Smith.
Sure, okay. It was Sonny.
And Sonny,
yeah.
It was Sonny.
Yeah.
Well, because the posters everywhere were forecast for basketball,
Sonny.
And hot.
Yes.
And then for every year for four years, it was, this is the year.
Yeah.
This is the year.
Yes.
And you know what? After you hear it for 4 years and you get tired and you graduate and you leave and you got your $20,000 piece of paper to hang on your wall, you say forget
it. Yeah, you don't
it.
Believe it.
You just and you just, and you know what?
Well,
it's
that's
fine.
What makes the story sweeter, though.
It is. They are the really, from what I'm reading and feeling from the people.
Yes.
Is
like, have I'm, you seen a
like
single,
I'm reading
be
and
honest.
Feeling what the people
have
are
you doing. Seen a single game? Be honest.
You know what? I have never seen a single game of VCU basketball period.
Ever.
Ever.
But tonight, this will change. Yeah. So tonight, I will watch it.
And it's all because of the tournament.
It is. And it's, well, it's a national
story. Because they're
story.
In. Yeah, they're
5
in.
5 years ago, yeah. was it when Mason yeah. had their amazing run in the
yes.
the,
yes,
in
we the remember. Yes.
That is kind of the feeling I'm getting. They want sure. this team to do well yeah. because they are an underdog.
People and who also, were never on the bandwagon before got on mm-hmm. then. You
and
know.
Look at VCU as an organization, mm-hmm. which is really giving them all the best mm-hmm. of it. Mm-hmm. They have no football team.
No.
They really don't have any sort of school spirit to speak of because, you know, the Latin... I don't know the Latin, but I know it translates on the crest.
Yes.
This is your fallback school.
Yeah, but Rob, the bottom line is that's what this tournament's all about.
Okay.
And I think that's what you'll learn next year, regardless of where VCU goes mm-hmm. or Richmond goes,
right.
is that the beautiful part about college basketball is that once they make the 68 teams now, the field right. 68, that... anybody can do anything on a given night.
Right. It's the same any given Sunday yeah, type
Arizona
philosophy.
Took down Duke last night, late last night.
Right.
And nobody Good. Gave Arizona a shot.
Right.
Yeah. And
Duke, a perennial favorite, Oscar.
For a town.
I heard them
for
say that
a town
on
like Tucson yeah. won, Duke which sucks. Needs some good news.
Right.
Uh-huh. And for a school like Arizona, which uh-huh. has already been pretty good, but it just was those types of stories,
right.
much like your VCU, now getting yeah. the wrong night that the game's going to be on and starting to drink before what? You actually turn
and,
on the TV.
And the KU game is tonight
is a
also.
Bit much. Yeah. Yeah. And then Buzz knows as well.
Yeah.
That's why these programs, whether you like or not, spend so much money. I know this isn't a sports show, but they spend so much money on building their sports teams
right.
and investing in them, their yeah. sports, their athletic programs, that they know that guys like you and alum like people that have never, like myself, that have never thought twice about giving any money to West Virginia.
Right.
When they're winners, I'm paying more attention.
Now,
and when that little envelope comes in the mail, I'm not sending them $100. I might send them $25.
Right.
But I want that little sticker to come in the mail so I can sure. put it on my car.
Yeah, you can
I
be agree. On the bandwagon.
I yeah. agree. And it's, you know, I don't really much care for the school and what they gave me because the wow. college, well, I was fired from the college station, banned from doing that. A series of bad decisions
you
got me banned.
You gotta let that go.
College radio.
Yes. Yeah.
I should get a KU sticker because their mascot is the Jayhawk, which is a fictional bird. It's a little mm-hmm. cartoon
right.
bird that's
mm-hmm.
red and blue and yellow and
KU,
very attractive. But I'd like to have that sticker.
A perennial powerhouse.
Yeah.
So they're there every year, and mm-hmm. tonight they eat the spiders.
Oh, and I hope they do because you know what? With the people that didn't get into Richmond, right. those are the ones that go to VCU.
So what's the end game here?
The end game is. I want to root for them. I want them to do well. I'd like for the school that I have my diploma with,
yes.
I'd like them to have a national reputation.
Yes.
Now, they've done better since I've graduated because MCV is also part of the VCU mm-hmm. campus. The Medical College of Virginia is a great organization. Sadly, that doesn't really soften the fact that months after I was graduated from there, they lost their mass communications accreditation,
oh.
which is rather unfortunate. Mm. Apparently, one of my teachers wasn't really a doctor.
Well, then who thought up the catchy slogans after that? Like forecast sunny, those kinds of things.
I'm sure that this came with the coach.
But on the upside, on Wikipedia, uh-huh. I think you mentioned this yesterday,
mm-hmm.
you're one of the most famous alum.
Well, according to a blog, yeah.
Yes.
Myself and author David Baldacci, I think Stephen First, who played Flounder,
yes.
might have gone there briefly.
Also had a role on St. Elsewhere.
And Brad and I always
hasn't been seen since.
Tried to start a rumor. My buddy Brad and I, for a long time, tried to start a rumor that porn star Joey Silvera
yes.
went there.
Yeah.
But there's no truth to
no
that.
Yeah,
well,
that.
Enjoy your time.
Thank mm-hmm. you.
Try to check the dates because they're always switched around.
Yes, I know. But
and
was,
the times.
I showed you. It was
I mean,
wrong.
You could. Yeah, I could see that. It's on the piece of paper. But
I saw Thursday.
Anybody that follows college basketball knows you got to look at the times because what they're going to, they don't really know the matchups.
Looked at the day, looked at the time, didn't
I'm
pay a lot
you.
Attention
no.
to the
date. And even if they know the matchups, they could change the time because it might be better for TV. Who knows?
Yeah. VCU, you know what it is? Ratings excitement. Everyone is going to be watching the Turner Broadcasting
Go
System.
Go Rams.
Yeah, well, the show is all about sports. First is the Final Four, and then, of course, roller derby.
Oh, and when we come back, we will
I
talk
swear
roller derby.
Buzz is banging
it's,
a roller derby.
It's not yet.
Not yet.
My word, he come up with this.
Just like the girl in Boogie Nights. Roller Girl.
Yes.
Nice.
Hey,
all
who,
right.
Who would blame him?
We will come back and hear all about Buzz and his skate fetish right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Not coming back anymore.
You get on the internet and you type www.mikeomaraShow.com and we're right there for you.
Pretty cool.
Our next segment is a courtesy of...
Yes, it is. Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. It's a jungle out there, so when you think of shopping, think Amazon. And when you think of Amazon, think MikeomaraShow.com. Just associate the two.
Exactly.
In fact, bookmark MikeomaraShow.com/Amazon for all your shopping. Support the show just as we do. Shop Amazon at MikeomaraShow.com.
It's doing something that you already do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Piece of cake. Now, Buzz,
yes.
Your Sunday is all laid out for
you. It's all
you.
Booked up. Well, first of all, we have to explain that although we've had wonderful glimpses of spring, I think we've kissed 70 a time or two already, we're expecting now 2 inches of snow on Sunday.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Slushy snow on grassy areas shouldn't be too bad, but we're going to brave it. We're going to
head
out to the
DC. Don't we describe your basement as a grassy area?
You could.
Yeah.
We're going to head out Sunday to the DC Armory. There's a doubleheader of hot roller girl, a roller derby action. This is flat track roller derby, and I got into it when I saw the movie Whip It. Now, I know this is going to be different. It's a different kind of track, but still.
We got a man down.
Well, they knock each other down.
I'm hoping for both beauty and brutality.
All right.
As we go check out. I've never been before. I think it's going to be campy fun, which is why I'm inviting everybody to join me out there, and I'll have a couple of T-shirts to give
out. Now, this is based solely on the movie Whip It.
Yeah, it is. And by the way, we heard yesterday. We didn't
talk
about
Jimmy Fallon will not be there. He's not
well. Then so the whole thing is off.
You saw this movie.
Yeah, I did.
And then you said, this is something I got to get into.
Oscar, I have tried to watch a lot of sports in my lifetime. Yes. Football, basketball, baseball. None of them ever captivated me. They seem
slow. Were
you
watching on the right day?
I do.
Field of Dreams?
Well, I love the
you
movie.
You didn't say, I want to be a baseball fan?
No, I love the movie, but it didn't make me want to either play or watch baseball.
Right.
I find that when I try to watch most sporting events, I my mind wanders. I start looking around. Next thing
That's
I know,
very fair.
I'm up and I'm doing something
You're
else.
You're a big man for talking about that.
But I was captivated with this movie, and I know it's a movie. I get that.
Yeah,
but it's
I
not
think
the,
it made like $1 million.
Not the same as the real deal, and certainly glamorized everything. And you know, yeah, I'm a big Ellen Page fan.
Okay,
so
there
you know,
we
there's
go.
There's a factor there.
I wouldn't mind boning Kristen Wiig.
there you go.
Thank you.
But you, my thing is, I understood it. I don't grasp a lot of sports. But this, I actually understood
how they score
points.
Then let us pause here.
And how the game is played. And now I'm excited about it.
Let us pause here because according to my clock, I've got nearly 10 hours before the VCU game.
Uh-huh.
Explain to me, how do they, it's not just skating?
Yeah.
Explain how
details.
It works.
I'm not going to be able to give you a lot of details. In fact, before I go to the game.
It seems to me you just said
Sunday,
you understood it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I got it. I mean, I grasped the concept.
This is
That's
what
I mean
think
to say.
You got. And right. Stop me if I'm wrong.
All right.
All right.
Go ahead.
I got that you, there's a lot of this there.
This is some of that.
Right?
Yeah.
Right,
I like that too.
And a lot of ladies.
Yeah.
Who are, by the way, already wearing knee pads.
All three of those things interest me.
Together are basically a glory hole for Mr.
Buzzburg. Well, we'll see about that.
Yes or no?
I'm very excited
because
about all
you
three of
I mean,
those
if
things.
You would have
yes.
just got yes. into it, say, I don't think you guys yes. understand.
Uh-huh.
There's 5-on-5, and this is how they win. This is how they score points.
Right.
If you would have gotten into those details,
right.
I would have never have gone here
oh,
or
but,
here.
See, I have no problem.
Here.
I have no problem with you
yes.
going there and there and there. I'm okay with all of that.
But you just said
but
you
I,
understood it, and
said,
you can't explain it.
No, I didn't say I could explain it. I said I grasped the concept of it.
Okay,
and,
then
and,
can you give me the concept of it? Because
well,
I too
going,
saw
going,
the whipping.
Going back to the movie itself, one of the things that I learned that I thought was very interesting was that there's a maneuver called the whip, and that's where you grab there are girls who skate in the front on a given team and girls who skate behind, and the girls in front can actually accelerate and launch forward the girls behind them. It's each time the girls from behind pass around the track and pass the opposing team.
Yes.
Points are
they
scored.
Get a point. Well,
exactly.
That's you just
okay.
explained
there,
it.
There you go. That's
You're
what
good
meant.
To go.
Now, there's
so
a little
speed.
More to it than that.
Yeah.
There's
it's
a lot of it.
Speed.
But there's a little more to it, and I intend to actually brush up again on the rules.
Buzz, you understand
before,
it.
Before I go
that's
to the game on Sunday.
That's more than I think most Americans listening right now know
but
about that sport.
This is just tremendous fun to see the girls launch their teammates and around and try to get around past the other
short
team again.
Shorts on.
Yes, they do.
And they are very fit.
And it's an interesting
and attractive
mixture of women, because some of the women are
well, they're
bruisers. Some of the women are bruisers, and some of them are actually quite attractive, and they all work together to make fun on the track.
You don't give yourself enough credit. One, you cop to understanding that obviously a little TNA is amazing.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
That's one of my reasons.
Two, you actually understand it more than I understood it.
See, I never knew there was scoring. I never knew it was about speed. What about the inherent violence of the sport?
Well, it's a race against the other team, so anything you can do to slow them down, like knock them to the ground, is helpful to your team.
It now, is. I would think that you're going to see a lot more of that hot girl-on-girl violent action because this is a flat track. Now, on Whippet, it was curved.
Yeah, on a slope track, I think it's easier to get around the curves.
What kind of track?
You know. but on a flat track, I would think that the curves would be a little more difficult.
Again, I think I apologize to you because you actually understand it. You should know that you understand it more than anybody else does.
And I think I'll know even more about it on Monday. I plan to, like I said, I'm going to brush up again over the weekend on the rest of the rules.
And then he plans on brushing up against the women.
And then I'll see the matches, and then we'll be back on Monday.
And if you can get into this, there still maybe there's a lingerie football league.
Yeah, well,
maybe
we
could transition.
I might actually learn football.
Actually learn from that, then anything is possible.
Then you can move on to the you can YouTube the old commercials of the women playing basketball in high heels, also very sexy. And, roller derby very big in Iowa. They have at least one team lives there.
I did not know
and
that.
They come on with Steve and Tommy, so it is a big deal.
Do they? Are there teams? Is there a league, a national league that I'm not aware of?
Yeah, there is. Yes. I mean, I don't know the breakdown. I know there's a Washington, D.C. league that has a number of teams. There's a Baltimore league that has a number of teams. There's interleague play and intra-league play.
I can't imagine how good-looking those girls are on Baltimore's roller derby league.
I actually knew one.
Come on, let's know.
Yeah, she is pretty. Yes.
Go online. I mean, like I said, you'll see a mixture. You'll see some bruisers. You'll see some very attractive
ladies. Do they
wear
rollerblades?
No, it's just regular roller skates. I'll find out more Sunday. But
so it is Sunday at the DC Armory, and that's actually a really easy metro ride.
First game's at 4. Plenty of parking in lot 3. It's the Stadium Armory stop if you take metro. Yeah.
Actually, it's easier to metro to the Armory than the stadium. I think the stop is closer to the Armory.
I'm pumped for you.
I'm very excited.
I had to tease you because I was like, where is this coming from?
Yeah, no, I'm good with it.
What is the story?
The movie inspired me, but I'm really going for this whole combination of things.
I
think it can't be fun.
And
so join me.
It's an erogenous sport, would you say?
it could be.
I think the Armory is not really an erogenous zone. You ever smelled the Armory? Wonderful post-World War II facility.
Check your T-cell count when you leave that.
Exactly. Wash your hands. But yeah, Buzz will be there with meaningless giveaways.
That's right.
Fine. Buzz, will you be wearing...
starts at 4. I'm going to try to be there about 3:30, and I'll wear something TMOS so you can spot me more easily.
Excellent. So find Buzz and have fun at roller derby. And what sort of instances have to transpire to get Marsha out on the track?
I'm going to try to get her out there right away if possible.
Marsha's a tough as nails woman.
She is. We learned that, didn't we?
And if she had to, I could see her out there.
Absolutely. I think she can take all of us. Well, good luck, Buzz.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to a report.
Hope to see you there.
Now, on a different note,
what do you got?
A darker story and a most frightening story. Do you? Well, you don't have kids, and Buzz has no kids, but you realize how fast word can spread now via email because you don't get sent home dittos anymore. Used to be my parents would go through my backpack, and all the handouts and dittos would be at the bottom of my backpack. Now they go directly to me and to Carrie, and I get this actually forwarded from Carrie, Spiewak, subject, head lice.
If I could find it. There we go. A little late.
Message from the elementary school that my kids go to. I'll save you the trouble of the name. Dear parent / guardian, head lice have been identified at your child's school. Please check your child's head for lice for the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Nits.
Wow. Yeah. Why do I feel like lice... It's been around for, 100 years, it feels like?
Yeah,
probably forever.
There should be something. It just seems so
antiquated.
If only there was a shampoo and a small tooth comb.
Yeah, it just seems so old school. Like, they should be able to give you a shot when you're born and say you're not going to get lice.
But here's the thing. Lice Oscar, it's basically crabs. It's the same thing.
It is. It's head crabs.
Can you see them?
Yes.
They're moving around in your hair?
You can. They're very tiny.
Well, here's
something
you need to know, crabs. Oscar. Six to 12 million people each year get head lice. 3% of the world's population.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
It is usually children ages 3 to 12 years old.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying.
Signs of an active case of head lice, and that's the one you want, is an active case.
Carriers. They carry the most vile, disgusting, and deadly to adults diseases those children do.
And if you have an active case, and that's what you want, signs of an active case of head lice are intense itching, especially at the crown of the head, nape of the neck, I guess right about here,
nice
and
nape.
Behind the ears. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Carrie sends this to me. And I read it, and the first thing I find myself doing, scratching my head.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Because with my hideous, hippie, long hair, as my grandfather used to say, get a haircut, bugs and grease, I've got a little itchy spot right here.
Rob, your headphones are moving.
Maybe a little dry scalp.
And it is a dry scalp, because I had Carrie check me for nits, because I was worried that maybe I had lice. No lice to be seen.
Okay.
Some important.
How does she check though? Don't you need a fine tooth comb?
You just go down to the scalp and you look.
You look for
and
them.
You look for them.
Yeah.
And you can see them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what am I talking about? There's probably a chipmunk living in my.
Looks
hair.
Like you're no. just looks like you're so smuggling huge. Rice. Here are some important facts to remember about head lice. And going into the weekend, I think this is important.
It could be handy at the Armory,
especially at the Armory. But head lice do not transmit disease, Oscar.
Okay.
That's so true, that's yes. good. All right.
Yeah. That's great.
Mark,
very happy about that.
Head lice do not jump, fly, or live on pets. Now, I'm glad they don't jump or fly.
That's a relief.
But I'm surprised they won't live on a pet.
That's kind of funny. Isn't it?
I guess so. I guess fleas would be their equivalent.
Yeah. I suppose.
Right. Those would jump or fly?
Oh, fleas do.
Okay. They do lice jump, don't. Yeah. Head lice are transmitted by direct head contact with an infested individual. Now, it starts out, don't worry, they don't cause disease, they don't jump and fly, but then they call the kids infested.
Uh-huh. No, so, I don't. Oh, yeah. How do two kids, I guess if they're wrestling.
You know what, a lot of times,
right. but
sharing hats.
Yes, and
sharing
that's
scarves.
A very common thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Making out.
Yeah,
yeah, but I just would think if you're a little kid, little kids, what am I talking about? All they're doing is they're spending half the time on the floor and half the time standing up.
Finding nits, and by the way, the phrase nitpicking
comes from
this.
That,
yeah, if you're picking nits. Uh-huh. Finding nits does not indicate an active infestation. Identifying a live, and this is another great word, Buzz, you'll like this.
Yes.
Identifying a live louse.
Louse. And that's where lousy comes from, by the way.
It does indicate more treatment is needed. Head lice are more often spread through social activities, such as sleepovers, than in the classroom.
Pillows, that's another way.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Prevention, all right? So here's what's going to happen if you're having trouble and you want to know. Parents and guardians should regularly check their child's head for signs of nits, live lice, and louse, okay? Loudoun County Public Schools do not regularly perform classroom head lice checks. Now, this surprised me because there was a lice breakout when I was in second grade, and I remember standing in line in the cafeteria.
I remember that.
And that's back
when... was the school nurse?
Our school nurse wore...
Because if I'm a teacher, I'm not doing that.
No, not for that money. It is. And the reason they don't do this, it is a disruptive thing for the classroom academic day. I've seen what they do. They got plenty of time to do this. Most often, no other cases are found, and a more thorough head check can be done at home.
Now my head's good.
Yeah, I bet. Yep. Yeah. Oh, they have a field day up there. It would be a fiesta.
Well, it'd be a whole afternoon.
You're wondering, how do you treat it?
Yes.
I know you're wondering this. Remove as many nits as possible.
Sure.
This might be the worst thing on.
How?
You can't.
I know. And where do you put them?
I just use the shampoo.
Yeah.
That's all I've heard of my whole life.
I don't know. Save them and put them in a paella. But you remove as many nits as possible. The removal of nits.
Page two.
Requires combing of the hair daily for 7 to 10 days with a metal lice comb.
Oh. That's right, a very fine tooth comb.
Exactly.
To get those suckers out of there.
Check all family members on the same day, and only those with signs of head lice should be treated. Now you get the over-the-counter head lice killing shampoo or lotion from the drugstore. Mm. I think it's called Rid.
Yeah, I believe that's it.
Okay,
yes.
And it ain't cheap.
Smells great.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
I'm lying.
Follow the directions carefully, Oscar. Don't stray from this. And directions will vary depending on the product.
Don't drink it.
Okay. Do you think it's embarrassing for if you're a parent?
Yes.
And your kid has lice?
Absolutely.
Do you is it like a dirty thing or is it just
you feel that way? You shouldn't because they're out there. You're gonna get them.
I would feel that it was embarrassing, but
the thing that would trouble
me. Isn't it gross? Yeah. The thing that would trouble me is you would be labeled as patient one. you know, or patient zero.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the person.
You're the epicenter.
Right.
The Speedwax.
Yeah. This is additional treatment may be provided and should be provided based on manufacturer's recommendation. Clean all personal items used, bedding, clothing, towels, wash items in hot water, and then put in a hot dryer for 20 minutes.
Wow.
Clean combs, brushes, curlers, etc. by soaking in head lice shampoo for 10 minutes, then boiling. For 10 minutes. This is a hassle.
Throw, you, it is. I think I'd forego. I'd throw away.
Throw away the child?
No, just throw away the sheets and stuff and just go and buy some more at Target for like $20.
Vacuum your floors, rugs, furniture, and mattresses. Spraying with an insecticide is not recommended. So don't hit the kid's bed with Raid. Okay? So that's it. And then it gives me the entire instructions again in Spanish. So Oscar, if you want to take this home.
Your kids are clean. Your family's okay.
So far, so good. If your child has head lice, please inform all of the parents of any children who have had close contact with your child, i.e. sleepovers, camping, birthday parties, playdates, etc. That'd be fun to call Gladys Kravitz with. Hey, you know what?
We are as a society, and I just lost my mic. I don't even know, but whatever. As a society, I think that can you hear me?
Yeah, you're fine. You know what? I bet you your paper knocked.
Did
well.
I really?
It's okay, no
we'll
problem.
Fix it. We'll fix it.
That I feel like at every stage in our life, we're reminded of these social diseases. And by social, I don't mean I don't mean
not
over
venereal.
Yeah, I don't so you're basically working as hard as you can to make sure you don't get these things.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So when you're a kid, it's lice, right?
Right.
When you're a teenager, it's crabs or whatever it is. And then as an adult, you just don't want to get AIDS or herpes or gonorrhea or hep C.
And the big fear now, of course, is bed bugs everywhere.
Oh, that's true.
And then what are the other things? There's some kind of mites that we all live with all the time that eat our dead skin cells.
Oh, yeah. I know what
you forgot.
Mean.
They're just mites.
You're right about the bed bugs.
And it's gross.
But I got to tell you that I didn't know that lice was still some sort of epidemic. I figured that
and
it would
be. And that it can spread so quickly.
And I hate to say this.
Comes up every school.
And this is, I'm going to sound like an a-hole. But I know where you live, and you live in a very nice school district.
I do. Thank you.
And I would buy the story if it was in a different type of community.
It can happen anywhere.
It can happen anywhere.
Absolutely anywhere.
And it just, it one
but sharing where does it come from?
And we should,
like,
you know,
where
what?
Does it come from?
You brought up the fact there should be an immunization at birth. Really, it's not that. What we should have done by now is we should have eliminated it. Because if we can kill them all once, they're all dead.
No, and
we
again,
should have eliminated it by now.
That's like saying we should have eliminated cockroaches or flies. We haven't. We can't. We won't.
We can.
Buzz, and the reason why I mentioned his school district is because, you know, I've had the opportunity to really fly around the country and visit different school
districts.
Selling
school machines.
Yeah, school machines.
As a matter of fact, you really should be checked for lice.
And I remember I walked into a couple of different school districts, and you're in awe that these students can get past these dilapidated buildings.
Yes.
And they're
you
learning.
Don't want to touch anything.
And they're learning. But I feel like, especially in this area, they should be, one, testing for looking for these things.
Sure.
In the nurse's office, and I'm sure that's how they found out.
Right.
But there should be did you get an education when the school year started? Has this happened every year, a program
I think
sorts?
We've gotten this email before. Well, keep in mind, Julia
I think
is
it happened at my school.
Fourth grade now,
yes,
and she's done 4 years at this school, so I've seen this before.
Okay.
I defy any kid to get through elementary school without this coming up at least once.
Has anybody in this room ever had it?
Right.
I
don't remember if I did or not. I may now, though.
Oh, RJ? I didn't, but my daughter did.
Ooh.
Because acquiring it in elementary school.
Yeah,
from an outbreak that other kids
had. How did you feel as a parent?
Well, it was disgusting, the process.
Yes.
The grid, the comb, the whole
thing. Well, talk about it.
We had to do the whole brushing and the combing.
Smelly shampoo.
Did she have long hair?
She had long hair.
Combing the bugs out of the hair.
No, the RID stuff.
The shampoo smells.
As I recall, I think I've seen it or smelled it. I think it has almost like a tar smell.
Yeah.
Like almost like a petroleum base.
What did you? How did your daughter take? Was she just itching around?
They don't know the difference. I mean, we found them only because the same type of thing. We got a letter from the school saying, check your kid's hair.
Yeah.
So here I am.
With the little comb.
Yeah.
Tweaking, looking between the follicles. And when I saw something crawling around.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and then you'll see them on the comb. You'll see live and dead ones on the comb.
How old was she?
We were still in Tampa, so this was third grade, maybe.
Oh, wow. So she was like 8 or 9 years old.
I seem to remember going through this in my grade school.
Wow.
Actually, yeah.
It's just creepy.
I never had lice, but I did have the crabs.
Crabs.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And it also comes with a similar comb, doesn't
it? Bombshell.
Yeah. It was in college. I was a freshman in college.
Mm-hmm. Did you get a letter from the dean?
No. They were Jewish Jewish lice.
Yeah, they're very conservative.
Yep. The thing is, crabs aren't kosher.
Crabs are not kosher. But no, I actually think I got this right before I was going to college.
Okay.
So it was in the summer, late in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I was itching, but I was just clueless.
Wow.
I had no idea what was going on. Yeah. I just thought I was itchy.
We had a neighbor when we lived in Ashburn, and the kid, good family, like three kids, you know, spread out, and the littlest one got head lice, and they had to shave his head. Really sort of pitiful looking.
Yeah, Mark had to shave
his head. I don't want to, we need to rewind
he chose
a little bit here.
Yes?
How long does it take to figure out you have crabs?
Well, it depends on how smart you are,
okay.
I guess.
Eventually, in his case, he itched, and
this
I think
it's very big of you to admit.
At some point, he itched.
Did you enjoy the itching, Mark?
No, it was awful. And it really, the way I discovered it was it was just getting worse. It just kept itching more.
Yeah, babe.
Before you proceed, do you know what? How shall I put this? What body of water gave you the crabs?
No.
Oh, my.
Really?
I don't know.
Because it would only be courteous if she would come back and itch them for you.
I was, you know, getting ready to go off to college, and I had some fun. And
yes,
I
with
had
your thousands of partners.
I had a few partners a couple weeks before.
Oh, you Dirk Diggler?
Yeah, of course.
You had, like, a run that summer, and you couldn't decipher who gave you crabs?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That was
spent a fortune on cocktail sauce.
Jeez.
So fast forward a couple weeks into school now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a roommate in the dorm room, right?
That's right. And it was your first time in Israel, right?
Yes.
Okay. No. Where did you go to college?
I went to the University of Hartford.
That's
in
right.
Connecticut.
Forgive me for forgetting.
So my roommate and I did get along pretty well. We hit it off quickly.
Wow. How well, Mark?
Well enough that, well, first, I was in my dorm room finally just trying to figure out what's going on. Uh-huh.
Right.
So I started searching. And much like RJ said, I found something.
Yes.
And I pulled it out.
A little speck.
And looked.
Uh-huh.
And it looked like an effing little crab.
Like
exactly
a little crab.
What it looked like.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy
pubic lice.
Yes.
Essentially is what they are.
And then I was just
now you mentioned you're close to your roommate.
Yes. Well,
did you ever do? Hey, look at this.
Well, yes. I did. You know, because now I'm like, all right, I know what this is. And I'm a little panicked. I don't know what to do.
Right.
Yeah.
And he comes home, and I said, listen, I
honey,
I need to talk to somebody about this.
Yeah. And there's, you know what? Also, so people that are listening now, the internet, not really an option. You can't go and
not pubic lice
because it's not around here.
Right.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe a school nurse is an option.
Well, yeah.
Maybe not.
Depending
tell
on the nurse.
Your roommate that you just met for the first time.
The classic University of Hartford library. Yeah. Where are your books on pubic lice?
And by the way, do you mind looking at my crotch?
No, well, I didn't go that far. But I said, listen.
How did you present this to him?
I said, I noticed, I think I have crabs.
Uh-huh.
And he says, no, shut up. You're lying. No, really. I think I have them. I saw one.
Uh-huh.
He said, you can see them?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
And I said, yeah. And he asked me what they look like. I described. Finally, he said, I've got to see what one looks like.
Sure. That's how it starts.
So he excused himself.
So you split a bottle of wine.
Yes. He excused himself from the room.
Uh-huh.
And I went fishing.
Extracted one.
Oh, God.
You probed.
And I showed him. He came back in. I showed him. And he panicked. He freaked out.
Now, obviously, if you were far along enough in the relationship with the crabs that they're big enough to see, how big are they? Like as big as a grain of rice?
Oh, no.
Smaller.
Smaller than rice?
Yes.
Not as big as the head of a pin, I don't think.
Certainly not as big as a horse.
No.
Oscar realizing he's in his last 10 minutes of being able to play with the instant replay machine since Mike is coming back on Monday.
He's discovering.
Just hitting every button he can. But big enough to see.
Big enough to see. You just got to look closely.
Wow.
But yeah, big enough to see. He says, you've got to go to the infirmary.
Did he offer to put it back for you?
No.
Oh, that's nice.
No.
How many were crawling around there?
I couldn't tell you, but here's the deal. So I did. I went to the school nurse.
Right.
And, you know, that's embarrassing. You got to walk up to the front. Why are you here?
Yeah.
Well, I have crabs. So
genital issues.
Here, watch this.
Everybody's been down this road before, whether you've had an STD or not, or you think you had an STD.
Right. Oh, just thinking is terrifying.
When you walk in,
to health
what
services.
Do you tell health services, the front desk? What? Because they're going to ask you, what are your symptoms?
Yeah.
Right.
Do you write what your symptoms are? Or do you do the old switcheroo once the doctor comes in?
No. Concern. I have concerns.
I had to write and verbalize.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So it's on your record.
I would have just said I had a mole somewhere I was scared about and then dropped my pants when she walked in.
The first thing I think I would have done, and this is not me at all, I would shave.
Well, you know what? To this day, I'm mad at myself that I didn't just do that.
Yeah, because I would think you could chase them down better that way.
Yeah. So, and you know, it's even worse. I think before I even told my roommate, I called my dad.
Oh, God.
I don't know why, but I felt like I was helpless.
Well, you guys are very close. Your culture.
And I called him and told him, and that, you know, he said, well, you got to go to the infirmary.
And what was the treatment then?
So I go in there, and okay, the nurse will see you now, and I go in, and it's, I'm not joking, it's this big, fat, older woman.
Well, see, I feel better now.
And RJ's got a picture of a there you go.
Wow, look at that.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Looks like an armadillo cheering.
So, and she's not even one of those heavy set women that have a pretty face. She was not fun to look at.
Wouldn't you rather want that? I wouldn't want a hot woman.
I'm with Oscar.
I agree. Yeah. So I have to, she says, all right, get up on the table, lay down and take off your pants.
Nice. Wow.
I've got to check.
Buy it a nickel.
To see if you do. So I pull down my pants. I'm laying there, and this big woman with her big fat fingers is going through the area.
I can't even imagine this.
Yeah.
And at first.
And there's no way you were groomed back then.
No.
You should have been.
Should have been. As a Jew, especially.
No, but I mean, the first thing you should have done is shave.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah,
we didn't know. We didn't shave.
We
didn't have the internet. And we didn't shave.
And the crabs certainly didn't want to leave. They were in like a penthouse apartment.
It was
all that hair.
It's like Club Med
for them. The Black Forest. Yes.
So she's digging through, and she's like, "No, well, I don't know. I don't know. There it is." She says, "Oh, there are a ton of egg sacs in here."
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I said, "Well, what does that mean?" And she said, "Well, that, you know, they're just continuing to breed."
Yeah, well, you've provided a nice environment for them.
So, just like what your letter said from the school, they give you a shampoo,
and a comb.
You're told to, you know, really get rid of, you know, your clothing, your underwear, and that kind of thing.
Right.
If because you know, I was at school, I'm not going to go through that whole process.
How long do you think you, like, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, maybe a month?
For what? How long I had them?
Yes.
Yeah, how long was the itching?
Be honest.
It was probably like 4 or 5 weeks.
You're an idiot. Wow. That is real. I mean, you were an idiot then.
I was.
So what they did.
This detergent really is really not working for me.
What they did, Oscar. Hey,
this hard water here at the university isn't. My crotch, the only place that itches is my crotch.
They sent him home. They found all those egg sacs. They sent him home with a bottle of special shampoo and a recipe for omelets.
Yes.
So, well, I'm glad you're better, Mark.
I'm all better. It's been quite a while.
Story. We're going to have to do the world's shortest audio vault.
Again with that.
Followed by a mini newscast.
I believe I told that story.
You know what? I can.
Hey, thank you.
Stick around. We'll
Mark
be right
Crab
back.
Ronick.
This is MikeOMaraShow.com. And we're back, and my audio vault comes to you.
From Match.com, helping millions of singles for 15 years flirt, date, and fall in love. If you're serious about finding love, Match.com puts you in control of your love life, and Match.com can help you find romance in your area, even your age, race, and religion. I know why we're chuckling. Straight or gay, click the thread on our website for a free trial. Go through MikeOMaraShow.com to get to Match.com.
If you're going to have any STD, though, crabs is the way to go.
Yes.
I interviewed a public health director once, and he said he wanted to make this point. He said you cannot. He said actually you can get sexually transmitted diseases from a toilet seat, but it's not very comfortable.
Meaning, wow, yeah, the bend of the toilet seat.
Only the act will get you there.
In that case,
that
I think
story.
Get a padded toilet seat. All right, there's so much to do, but most of it will keep. I want to leave you start with this.
Yes.
On CNN in 1993, now you know Charlie Sheen has sold out, what, a dozen shows for his live show?
Very true.
And he said one of the things he's going to do is read his poetry.
Yes.
Now, the tour is called The Torpedo of Truth?
I believe so.
Okay.
This is some of his poetry that he read on CNN in 1993. See, check the refund policy, folks, because I'm not sure you want to spend top dollar to hear this.
In the twisted times of a rotting game where floodwaters raised coffins from pain, where the worms of freedom have all gone insane,
and pluck
them
or
suck them from the heart of my brain. That's just one verse to a poem called The Big White Phone, which is about being fed up with everything in life, you know.
What made you write that?
Oh, I don't know. I was on an airplane going to San Antonio, I think, and it just came out.
What does writing poetry do for you?
Well, it gives me an expression that, that is so different from anything else that I do creatively in my life.
How about that?
So he hated his life in 93.
Yeah, and you know what? 1993 sounds kind of recent. That's 18 years ago. It's a long time ago. Wow. People that were born when he read that poem can buy cigarettes now.
Enjoy the show.
Yeah, have fun.
I'm going to go to roller derby.
Now, there is a video that is viral that I would have put on our YouTube page, except I didn't, because the video is nothing. The voiceover is everything. It's a kid in Hempfield, Pennsylvania. Buzz got very excited for a moment. I don't know where Hempfield is.
Hempfield.
Although Buzz has worked in the hemp fields for years. This kid is excited and out of his mind because there's a tornado. Videotaping the tornado, but there's one thing you don't see. You don't see the tornado.
Oh no.
Yeah. So listen to this kid. He's out of his mind. This is a story in three parts, and keep in mind, no matter how many times he says, "Did you see that?"
Nowhere in the
you
shot.
Don't see it because he doesn't videotape the tornado.
That's a tornado. Right now we're in Hempfield, Pennsylvania. March 23rd, 2011. This tornado, we don't get tornadoes here. This tornado right here, it's coming hard. It's coming down hard.
Well, prove it.
It is right above us. Do you see that?
No.
Do you see that?
No!
Not from you.
Oh my God, it's ripping stuff apart. This is a tornado, guys.
I have to take my word for it.
This is a tornado. Oh my God! If you could see that!
Oh man, the camera.
Oh my God! It landed! Oh my God! Tornado! Tornado!
Oh.
Well, what are we seeing in the video?
You're seeing clouds.
And that's it?
That's it.
Really? What an asshole.
It's really horrible that he didn't capture it. Obviously, it affected him.
Was there
him
a tornado?
Yes, it did a lot of damage.
Oh my God.
Here's part two.
We got a twister. You see that twister?
No.
Do you see that twister?
No.
Oh my God. Hello? Yeah.
It's his mom.
I'm getting under. There's a tornado right over our house, Mom. It's a tornado.
That's what the mom wants
to hear. It's a huge tornado. I'm getting it on videotape. I'm getting it. I'm inside, Mom. I gotta go.
He's not inside.
I'm gonna shut the door and shut it and lock it up. It's right above us, Mom. It is humongous. It's hailing golf balls.
Now, at this point, the shot has changed, so it's half clouds and half the eaves of his house.
Okay.
So now it's not even a shot of the sky.
But it was there a tornado?
Yes, there was a huge one.
There really
was.
He just didn't capture it on video.
Maybe he needed a wider lens. Last clip, we'll wind up the audio.
We'll try to get this tornado. There it is. There she is.
Take my word.
There she is.
No, no, no.
Did you just see her?
No.
Did you just see that?
No.
Did you just see that?
No!
Did you just see that?
No!
This is horrible. Oh my God. It came out of nowhere. It's twirling everything up.
Oh my God.
It's just, it hit us hard.
Yeah.
That was a tornado.
Yeah, was it?
That was a tornado, guys.
Wow.
So, did you see that?
We did not.
So he clearly thought that what he was looking at is what he was filming.
Didn't know where he was pointing.
He might as well have had the camera in his pocket. It was useless. All right, Buzz, we must step away, and we're coming back with news. That tornado was powerful enough to suck the crabs right out of your paper. MikeOMaraShow.com. We'll be back in a sec. And we are back, and it is time for news with Mr. Burbank.
Thank you, Robin. The news today is brought to you by Complete Tax. This year, let Complete Tax do your taxes free. I was on the phone with my accountant another 2 hours.
That must have been great.
Or choose one of their very affordable tax preparation packages for individuals, business owners, and the self-employed. Don't go through what I did. Call Complete Tax. Hit them online. Complete Tax offers a maximum refund guarantee, guaranteed accurate calculations. Save time and money. Let Complete Tax get it right for you. Click their ad at MikeOMaraShow.com.
You should have your accountant out to the roller derby.
I should.
Just push him out on the track.
Perhaps he could get hurt. Brought to you. Oh, where are we? Oh,
wow. Did you see that?
The evacuation area around Japan's Fukushima nuclear power plant has been expanded for 12 miles, from 12 miles to 19 miles. It is feared there has been a breach in reactor number 3, allowing the release of much higher levels of radiation. The radiation level in the water in that reactor 10,000 times higher than it should be.
Wow.
Japanese government officials are calling the situation grave and serious, and the news has brought work at that reactor to a stop. Now, atomic experts are saying that the situation is still far from being as bad as Chernobyl and that a massive nuclear disaster is still avoidable. Although they have pulled workers out of that reactor, experts continue to work on this and to try to contain the situation.
The thing that is so horrifying to me about this is the length of time with no solution.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just hanging over their heads.
Yeah. Well, what do you? I mean, again, I know it's nothing compared to what's happening in Japan, but the Gulf Coast, the fact that we had a hole in the ground and we've got every engineer in the world trying to figure out how to plug that hole.
Right.
And it took them how many months?
Yeah.
Months and months.
Yeah. 6 months, seven months.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And this isn't going, the oil didn't travel by air and through our water.
And that did damage that will last for decades as well.
Yeah, true enough.
Now, the U.S. is expecting to turn over control of the Libyan mission to the NATO this weekend. Muammar Gaddafi's people, meanwhile, are reportedly working behind the scenes to arrange for a ceasefire and allowing him somehow to safely leave that country. Sounds like pretty good news.
Yeah.
We were running a little short of time today. On Monday, I will tell you about how Chocolate City isn't as chocolatey as it used to be.
But still every bit is delicious.
New figures from the census. How far, in the meantime, how far will anti-union forces go? In the frontline battleground of Wisconsin, a prosecutor has resigned after admitting that he suggested a fake attack on Governor Scott Walker to make the unions look evil. Walker led the charge to strip public workers of their rights to collective bargaining in an effort to balance the budget on the backs of teachers and janitors.
He does know it's not 1880, right?
This prosecutor wrote an email that said, and I quote, "If you employ an associate who pretends to be sympathetic to the unions to physically attack you or even use a firearm against you, you could discredit the unions."
God.
In a Chicago suburb, meanwhile, yesterday, thousands of students walked out of several schools to protest a plan to lay off hundreds of teachers there.
Who writes that in 2011?
Somebody very ambitious. Ambition never goes away.
Very true.
Yeah.
Good thing about those kids walking out of school, it stopped the head lice transfer.
It's about time. Yeah. The airlines have heard. They've listened and they've heard our complaints about the new baggage handling fees. So they jacked them up even higher. America now charges $60 for a second checked bag. Even JetBlue has increased its second bag fee to $35. Several airlines have stopped accepting any bag that weighs over 70 pounds.
Yeah, it's really changed. It's changed. And guys, I know it's a business, but if you haven't made your travel plans yet, and you're rule of thumb for me used to be 30 days.
Yeah, really. 30 days about.
I mean, it's 60, 90 if you're lucky now.
Carrie and I finished our plans up for Iowa, and I said, good news, we're sharing a suitcase because I'm not paying $50 times two.
You've already paid more just for the flight itself.
Exactly,
And finally, from the religion page.
Yes, that's my favorite page, Buzz.
Falling attendance has prompted a Baptist church in Hamilton, Ohio to offer a $1,000 prize drawing on Easter Sunday. There is a catch. You must be present to win. And an aerobic studio in Houston's offering every other Sunday classes for Christian women who want to learn pole dancing.
Hey, now.
Taught by a former stripper, the class helps women learn to master the pole to the beat of Christian music. It is billed as a way to stay in shape, build self-esteem, and celebrate the body God gave you.
Sure. Yeah.
Say hallelujah. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. What was the church that offered the $1,000 giveaway?
That is the Baptist Church in Hamilton, Ohio.
Mike just bought a ticket to Hamilton, Ohio. This program cannot be rebroadcast without the written consent from an authorized representative of MikeO'MaraShow.com.
And today's was brought show to you today by My Vacation Experts, the vacation service that's not only free, it can save you money and time. Just tell My Vacation Experts where you want to go. They'll tell dozens of travel professionals who then compete for your business. Let My Vacation Experts do the research. Just click their ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
I know the show is over. Buzz, you want to hang out a little bit today?
No, I got to run.
Wait, you got to go?
Yeah, I do.
But first, a story about Mark Ronick's pubic hair.
Well, okay, now I'm sticking around.
Our website has all the information for things we talked about today and is designed by PixelMelt.com. Check it out, hit it up, and find out about the Big Duff 2.0. Remember, today you will be able to check in on This Week in America.
This Week
right?
in America, right. 1 o'clock live and then 4 o'clock p.m. for download on Saturday.
Excellent. Make sure you check that out. For advertising, call that man. He's clean now.
Yes.
301-244-8773. For Mark Ronick, Oscar Santana, Buzz Burbank, RJ Diaz, and Mike O'Mara in absentia, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
Fine tooth comb.